Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on Ultimate Days. This is what we came here for. In this track, we're diving deep into the Ultimate Days system. This is what we've really been setting up all along. In the first track, in introducing these topics, we talked about why I had built this approach in this way, and why it really matters to not just have a series of good ideas about getting your mind right or getting energized or focused and taking actions, but a highly systematic approach, end to end, from the moment you open your eyes in the AM till you close them at night, for living your ultimate days. As we go deeper into the system, you'll see this isn't a schedule or about how specifically you get things done during the day. We go deeper into these ideas in the next track, in the system for unleashing your time, which includes developing a daily output for yourself. But here in this track, in the Ultimate Day system, we're focused on something bigger, which is, how do you live your ultimate day? From the moment you open your eyes in the AM till you close them at night, no matter what you are doing today, how do you manage your mind and actions for living your ultimate day? And it's really important here to emphasize again, the purpose of the Ultimate Day system isn't so that you can crank through your day and have your most productive day. It's so that you can manage your energy, your thoughts, and your actions for living your absolute best day. See, how many people are so productive, cranking through their days, getting a lot done, they're really successful, but the quality of their days is so-so. They wake up in the morning stressed, thinking ahead, never present, worried about what they need to get done today. They reach the end of the day feeling like, oh, I really got it done today, thinking ahead to the next day, the next week, the next year. Gotta get it done, gotta get there. When do they ever live their ultimate days? And they're the lucky ones. So many people wake up and live their lives that way, but they're not successful. They're not winning. They're not productive. Instead, their lives are constantly lived perpetually trying to get there so they can just feel good. And the ultimate day system is, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing today, how do you make this your ultimate day? Because you're highly skilled in your mind, highly skilled at the way you manage your energy, and highly skilled at getting yourself focused on what matters, taking your best actions today that create your best future. As we covered in the last track, this is a transformation that has massively happened for me. Not just back to the old days of Wall Street where I live much the way, but back to when I started this, in phase one being stuck in my work, learning about the Getting There program, learning how you can feel amazing at will, to phase two where I was really learning these skills, phase three, the higher level topics we talked about, like energy and taking back your power. And this ultimate day system has been so transformational for me, to feeling more and more amazing every day, to being more productive every day, to doing the hardest things that I've ever done in my life and making it feel more and more effortless. As we've talked about, this system for me is about better and better driving my work in the world. It's how I optimize my days for feeling my best and taking my best actions. But the ultimate day system isn't about me or my priorities or my life. It's about you, your priorities, your ultimate days, your ultimate life. So as we keep going deeper into the ultimate day system, let's revisit where we left off in track one with the four questions. Why do ultimate days matter to you? What are your priorities for your ultimate days? What's your ultimate day's philosophy? And how are you going to measure your ultimate days? Maybe you wrote some stuff down in the workbook on these questions. Maybe you just have it in mind. However you've done it, really see that the purpose of this track is not to talk about ultimate days in theory, but to help you by the end of this track to have a much clearer idea of how your ultimate days look. So that today, tomorrow, you can already be living more of your ultimate days. Now let's talk about how the ultimate day system is organized. There are three phases to your day. The pre-production phase, the production phase, and the post-production phase. And these phases are then broken down into blocks. And the notion of blocks mirrors what you'll see in the next track as we go deeper into the system for unleashing your time, specifically how you organize your day. So rather than seeing it as a schedule, what you see in that system, and also in this ultimate day system, is breaking down your day into a series of blocks. And I organize this in 2-hour blocks. So in this way, you can simply conceptualize an 8-hour day as 4 2-hour blocks of time. Now, this doesn't mean that you actually operate your day this way. Your day is going to operate according to your schedule. But this is a simple way of imagining, say in the morning, you've got a 2-hour block, 8 till 10, that gets you started. And then a block before lunch of 10 till 12. And similarly, 2 blocks of time in the afternoon. Now, as I said, this isn't a schedule. It doesn't mean that you block out 2 hours at each time. And in fact, I work to much shorter blocks. I tend to work to 33-minute blocks. And so just think of the blocks of time as more conceptual. And when we get to the system for unleashing your time, you choose how many blocks you work to and how long they are every day. And the reason I lay it up this way is because as we get deeper into this track, you'll see that the ultimate day system also relies on this same notion of blocks. So let's talk more specifically about the three phases and the blocks that we're going to be covering. The first phase is the pre-production phase. This is everything you do from the moment you open your eyes until you start your quote-unquote work for the day. And I say quote-unquote because, say you're a stay-at-home mom, the same approach still applies. You may not be going to work, but what is the meat of your day? What are you focused on today? What are you getting done today? And so this pre-production phase is everything you do in setting up for the meat of your day. And in this phase, we're talking about 2 blocks, your waking routine and your AM routine. The second block is the production phase. This is how you optimize your day for how you think, feel, and take in your best actions. Here we're going to cover 3 blocks. Block 1 is getting started. So this is an example of what might be a really short block. Block 2 are your AM blocks. And you might think of these as 2 2-hour blocks that we're just bringing together for the purpose of this ultimate day system. And then the third block we're going to be talking about are your afternoon blocks. Again, that might be 2 2-hour blocks. Or for you, it might be 8 30-minute blocks. But the amount of time doesn't matter. What matters in these blocks is that we're covering conceptually, how do you best manage your energy, your mind, and your actions for your ultimate day? The third phase is the post-production phase. This is what you might call nighttime. And if you have a job where you actually finish, this would be after work. So what are your ultimate nights about? How do you reset from your days? And here we're going to talk about 3 blocks as well. The first is, how do you close out your day? Again, this might be a really short block of time, but it's still a block conceptually in terms of the activity you want to take during that. Block 2 is your ultimate night. What are your nights about? How do you get your thinking, feeling, and actions aligned? And then block 3 is right before bed. That's your pre-bed routine. So what do you do right before bed to set up tomorrow as your ultimate day? As we work through these phases and blocks, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that matters in here, and then I'm also going to share with you one or two tools, things that you can specifically do for optimizing these blocks and phases. You'll note there's lots of different tools that you might use for the sorts of topics that we're going to talk about, and I'm just sharing with you an example. And what I suggest is, as we're going through this, that you really test it for yourself. You think about, well, what would you want in that block of time? What is your existing routine? What might you change? How might you make it better? And again, use this to develop a more specific approach for your ultimate days. You'll see in the workbook space to fill out some ideas on these topics, and I really do encourage you to use it so that you get to the end of this track having not just heard a lot of ideas, but that you've actually done some work so that you can right now put it to work in living your ultimate days. All right.